all the different activities that we have been going through the last couple of days and in preparation for the wonderful gift of the Sacrament of Confirmation Sunday. Most of the people who usually come to Mass came this morning for the funeral of Mr. James Denny, our oldest parishioner, who at 103 was called to heaven, or to purgatory and then heaven, by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and His Blessed Mother. And this evening, on Wednesday, we celebrate the votive Mass of St. Joseph, the putative father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it is of this that the Gospel speaks. Our Lord, about the age of 30, goes and commands St. John the Baptizer to baptize him. And the evangelist tells us he was about 30, and he was thought to be the son of Joseph. And of course, thought to be doesn't mean that he actually was. But he deliberately, this reading is used because St. Joseph was his adoptive father in a way. God chose him to be the most chaste spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and therefore to be the custodian and act as father in every way of his only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, born of the Holy Spirit of the ever-Virgin Mary. And so on this day, the Church celebrates and honors St. Joseph Wednesday of every week. Sometimes we can celebrate it, sometimes not. But today we celebrate it. And of course, we remind ourselves that St. Joseph is the patron of workers. He's also the patron of the Universal Church, which means that a lot of what is going on, we need to refer back to him. And of course, what's going on is permitted by God, not necessarily willed by God. But at the same time, he wants us to do something about it. In particular, prayer and penance and repentance. And then, of course, having had a funeral today, we remind ourselves that St. Joseph is a patron of a holy death. Because who more than he, who better than he, can claim to this title when he had both our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ at his bedside and his most holy mother, Mary Immaculate, there also to minister to him at the hour of his death. And so today we call upon St. Joseph to continue to bless us and to grant us each a holy death. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.